Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
All of us live in uncertain times, and while planning is really, really important, and all of us have some degree of planning, our plans are always just a guide. So we've got some skills and strategies today for how you can see your own warning signs when it comes to your own life and your own value direction, and how you might be able to build some of these in to make your goal setting a little bit more successful. So we're talking about trying to fireproof our own life, I guess. My first question this week is to ask yourself, what do I know about myself? To try and be as honest as you can with yourself, to try and spot your own blind spots, areas of your life that you know in yourself, you know, maybe need a little bit of work, that are a bit of a pitfall for you, or create the conditions where things don't work that well for you. And to actually get in touch with those. Have a think about previous goals and changes you've tried to make, and what were the barriers that got in the way of your success around that. It's also really important to know what strengths you have, because that allows us to manage these challenges. And our past experience is our best guide there. We've often got a lot of useful information based on what we know about ourselves and how we've tried to make things different in the past, that if we're able to harness that, we're then able to use that. And my question is, you know, how do I then factor this info that I know about myself into the next thing that I'm trying to do? And the more we're able to do that, the better able we are to just build in the flexibility and the ability to navigate the difficulties that we may experience, and some of them may actually come from within us, not necessarily the world. And then my next tip is to kind of get into the habit of giving yourself a regular tune-up. Creating that 5 or 10 minutes over a cup of coffee somewhere quiet at the end of the day or at the start of the day to think about your life and think about where you are in relation to the things that you're trying to get happening. And to think about the domains of your life. So they might be things like family, relationships, my social world, my work, my spiritual world, my creative world, my health, whether it be physical, mental, or emotional. And think about all of these domains of life. And even if you need to grab a bit of paper and draw a circle on them and give each one of those domains or any of the others that you think are relevant to your life a slice of the circle. And then have a look at each one in detail and ask yourself, where is my focus at the moment? Are there any red flags in any of these areas that I may need to consider? Am I overly focused on one area and not others? And what may that mean for my success? And you can even rate each area in relation to things like stability and sustainability, your progress towards your goal, and even, you know, how content you are in that area. And this can also start to show you where some of the red flags might be. If we focus too much on work, often our social world starts to suffer, and that may be an unsustainable situation, or our family life, you know, has a massive impact on our relationship or our health. And that starts to give us the ability to spot some red flags. And the more specific we can be around that, the better. And also, the more armed we are to then be able to take some precautionary and prevention steps to minimize and mitigate further issues in the future and start to equip ourselves for how we might navigate potential difficulties in the future. Obviously, the better able we are to do that, the better able we are to keep moving forward and to manage the things that come up for us. So, be alert but not alarmed this week with Mind Games.